Sarab Sacha Parava, Mishnah Gemara, Emesai may be Chagiga Imo. When is the Korban Chagiga brought along with the Korban Pesach? As Allah is, that a Korban Chagiga is brought on Erev Pesach along with a Korban Pesach. And the Chagiga is eaten on Leil Pesach, prior to the eating of the Korban Pesach. And the Korban Pesach should be eaten al Hasoba after you have already eaten. So first, you would eat the Korban Chagiga, and only after that would you bring the Korban Pesach. But not always is the Korban Chagiga brought along with the Pesach. The following conditions have to be met. Bizman Shehuba B'chol B'tahara Uvimut. Only when the Korban Pesach is brought during the week, only when Erev Pesach comes out during the week, would we bring a Korban Chagiga along with the Pesach. And only when the Korban Pesach is brought B'tahara would the Korban Chagiga be brought along with the Pesach. Meaning to say that if most of the tzibur is tameh, or most of the kohanim are tameh, the Korban Pesach would be brought anyway. And the Korban Pesach is a Korban tzibur. And a Korban tzibur would be brought even if we have to bring it to Tumah. However, only the Korban Pesach would be brought to Tumah, not the Korban Chagiga. So therefore, the Korban Chagiga is only brought if the Korban Pesach is brought to Tara. And the third condition that has to be met in order to bring the Korban Chagiga along with the Pesach is that the Pesach has to be muad for the Bnei Chabura. There's not enough meat for all the people who are partners in the Korban Pesach for them to eat the Korban Pesach alone and still be satisfied. If there's not enough meat in the Korban Pesach to satisfy all the people who are partners in the Korban Pesach, so then we would bring the Korban Chagiga along with the Korban Pesach, and that way they would first eat from the Korban Chagiga and be satisfied from that, and only after that would they eat the Korban Pesach. Uvizman shehuba b'shabbos b'meruba uvetuma ein mevien imo chagiga. However, if the Korban Pesach is brought on Shabbos, if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, in such a case we would not bring the Korban Chagiga, as only the Korban Pesach is Docha Shabbos. However, the Korban Chagiga is not Docha Shabbos. It would be forbidden to bring the Korban Chagiga on Shabbos. And so too, if there is a meruba, meaning to say if there's a lot of meat for the Korban Pesach, and it's enough for the Bnei Chabura, the people who are partners in the Korban Pesach, have enough meat to eat from the Korban Pesach so that they could be satisfied from the Korban Pesach alone, in such a case, they would not bring the Korban Chagiga along with the Korban Pesach. And so too, if the Korban Pesach is brought bitumah, most of the kohanim are tameh, or most of the tzibur is tameh, so the Korban Pesach is brought while they are tameh, in such a case, they would not bring the Chagiga along with the Korban Pesach, as even though the Korban Pesach, which is considered a Korban tzibur, is mutter to be brought even bitumah, it is also to bring the Korban Chagiga bitumah. So in such a case, they would only bring the Korban Pesach, not the Korban Chagiga. Sachem Sachem Parabav Mishnah Dal. We said in the previous Mishnah that a Korban Chagiga would be brought in Erev Pesach along with the Pesach. And first the Korban Chagiga would be eaten on Leil Pesach, and only after that would the Korban Pesach be eaten, and the Korban Pesach should be eaten al Hasoba after. You're already satisfied. And this Mishnah explains exactly how the Chagiga would be brought. The Mishnah said, Chagiga oitaba minatzon, minabakr, minakvasim umminaizim, minascharim umminhanakeva. The Korban Chagiga can be brought from sheep, or from cattle, or from lamb, or from goat, and it can be brought from both a male or a female animal. Benechelech lishneyamim v'laylech. The Korban Chagiga could be eaten for 2 days and one night, even though we said the Korban Chagiga should be eaten on Leil Pesach prior to the eating of the Korban Pesach. However, if you didn't eat it then, or you didn't finish it by Leil Pesach, you can go ahead and eat it for 2 days and one night. As opposed to a Korban Pesach, a Pesach cannot be brought from cattle, and it can only be brought from a male animal, not from a female animal. And so too, the Korban Pesach can only be eaten on Leil Pesach itself. You can only eat it the following night. You cannot eat it any more than on Leil Pesach. If the Korban Pesach is not eaten on Leil Pesach, it cannot be eaten the next day. And according to some Tanna, the Korban Pesach can only be eaten until Chatzos of Leil Pesach. If the Korban Pesach is not eaten by Chatzos of Leil Pesach, it can no longer be eaten at all.